You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Ryan Kilmeade is jumping on the line here. He will join us live in just a couple of minutes on 97.1 FM Talk. A rare Friday appearance, but I think it's been happening just a little bit more often where Brian's with us on Fridays just because his schedule is so booked up. A little bit later, right around 5:20 or so, Alex Rosenberger from MasterCars Inc. is going to join us over in Granite City. And he's actually at this car show that we're going to talk about. I talk about this every year. It's called Kicks on 66. It's an annual car show. So he just sends me a picture from the pre-party for this car show. And it is a 1.1. He's just taken this picture of this car. It's a $1.1 million Gunther Porsche 911. $1.1 million. So lots of very cool cars. Alex will fill us in on that. On the topic of cars, Kenny Wallace, NASCAR legend, good personal friend of the show. The NASCAR Cup playoff activities are taking place at the Worldwide Technology Raceway. Kenny is racing tonight in Peevely at Federated Auto Parts Raceway, and he's always fun to have on. Plus, an audio cut of the day coming up as well. Right now, Mr. Kilmeade, you hear him every morning here on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll talk about his Sunday night show as well that airs 9 p.m. Sunday night, St. Louis time, One Nation. Hey, Brian, how are you this afternoon?
Good, Mark. What's going on?
Well, I'm excited about football. I'm a big NFL guy. I know you favor the football from across the pond, but I was thrilled to see football back. We got the Chiefs in action from Sao Paulo. We had a member of the Eagles that spat upon an elite quarterback in Dak Prescott last night. What about that? I mean, just ridiculous.
And they got a pass really from the announcers who took it like a holding penalty. I was like, you know, what kind of discipline is that? Your best defensive player, and you spit on his jersey because they said Dak Prescott, you know, he was evidently harassing one of his linemen. He walked over there and he said, "You spitting on me?" I don't know, whatever. But of course, you got to get tossed out. It's terrible. I mean, you don't expect that from Super Bowl champs.
No, it was disgusting. And I think, you know, looking back at it, like you said, I think they may have gone a little easy on him. But he's apologizing, but I still think he's going to be punished by the league and maybe even by Nick Sirianni, his coach. We'll have to see. All right, what did you think? This might have been better than the NFL game, candidly. It was a pretty good first half last night. Not a great second half, but the hearing with Bobby Kennedy Jr. before the Senate committee yesterday. What did you make of all of those fireworks, Brian?
Amazing. You just said, you know, you went there, you got him confirmed, so don't worry about scoring points. He's confirmed, but you want him there because you're upset by what he's doing. So why not make him answer? Why not let him? I watched Senator Cassidy, I mentioned on the radio show today. He asked like 5 questions, and as RFK wanted to answer the second one, said, no, I got more. Okay. And at the end, he said, I hope you'll answer me. He's out of time. So when do we get to hear his answer? You had five great questions. As a doctor, I can't wait to hear it. You're a Republican, so
you're
you can't
right.
really say he's going out of his way
right.
to harass him. So I was just amazed by people just trying to score points. I remember Senator Bennett, who wants to be governor. He goes out there and he's yelling, okay, what are you yelling about? You know, ask the question.
You know, J.D. Vance had an interesting tweet. You wouldn't ever see this from a past vice president, maybe not even again. He goes, when I see all these senators trying to lecture and, quote, gotcha Bobby Kennedy today, all I can think of is you all support off-label, untested, and irreversible hormonal therapies for children, mutilating our kids, enriching big pharma. You're full of blank, and everyone knows it. And you can go back to COVID with some of this as well. The problem is, and here's for me where the issue comes down, Brian. I don't like all of what RF Kennedy Jr., you know, believes in. I do have my own questions myself. But I also know, like much of the American people, and we've seen this on display, I don't trust the CDC. I don't trust a lot of these senators who are spitting out these numbers, et cetera. And I do think that he raises legit questions about the vaccine and how things evolve during Operation Warp Speed. So I have issues. But again, I can't put my trust in anything that the CDC says because they've, you know, been on full display as a group of people that you can't trust.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know where they're coming from. And now that they're questioned, they either quit, they storm out. One hops on CNN, says Robert Kennedy's lying. What he's trying to say is, I'm not giving these kids 50 shots anymore. We used to have three in the 60s. What changed? We were a lot healthier back then. We had this huge autism problem. Let's see if it's related at all. Maybe we should be spreading it out. Maybe we should be doing less. Maybe we should see some tests. That are not run by pharmaceutical companies and run with placebos. So you could say, I get this, but instead they're supposed to accept it when you ask questions. We already know this. When you ask questions, people get offended. They fire you. They tell you to leave. They call you a denier, so or charlatan in this case.
Well, yeah, and you know, I think that what's going to happen is, and I don't know if there'll be ever enough pressure that he would resign or anything because the president seems to have his back. But it would be nice to have a conversation. To your point, look, both sides do this in the hearings, Brian. You know this. They shout, they yell, they talk over one another. We barely can get any information. In this case, though, to your point, it would have been nice to hear some of the answers without the shouting and talking over one another, right?
I that were good questions. I'm not looking to give up all vaccines. I'm not equipped to answer that question, but you know, I don't know many docs who want to give up all vaccines, but I know a lot of people who are not comfortable with the, you know, giving a hepatitis B shot to a baby that's born and it's been over an hour and you hit them with 22 shots. I mean, does that make you feel good? No.
No.
Well, that's the way it's done. So let's question it. This guy's questioning it, and now people are going irate. So, I know the problem with vaccines, the challenge. So we have the whole class vaccinated. Five kids aren't. They get measles. Sometimes they can beat the measles or somebody in your family. You carry the virus and you bring it to somebody in your family who's not vaccinated. That's how these whole things spread. That's why they need everybody on the same page, but it's just not practical.
Brian Kilmeade is back with us right across the river. Here is the state of Illinois. We got big old fat J.B. Pritzker. He may have lost a little weight. He might be on one of the pills, but he's strolling along Lake Michigan with a reporter a couple of nights ago saying, everything's safe in my city. Everything's fine. When we know the numbers tell the story quite differently. We've seen what's happened in, you know, Washington, D.C. I even heard, I believe on Fox this morning, David Axelrod weighing in on this saying, look, this crime issue, it ain't going to work for the Democrats the way they're playing it right now next year in the midterms or in 2028 if they keep doing it. So Trump has the support, but I guess they feel like he's underwater on some of these issues right now with immigration. The polling has shifted slightly. So I guess they feel like they can do this.
Yeah, I guess they feel he can. We'll see. I think when it comes to crime, it's pretty clear that it looks like Trump has boxed them in. And I'm very curious to see, they had picked out the base already. If they just get that court case reversed, where they said that they're not allowed to put the National Guard in or the Marines, if that court case gets reversed, the president would go into Illinois. He doesn't want to put his people in there and then have some judge say, pull them out. That would be embarrassing. But right, that's why he's in the holding pattern now. He might just do Louisiana, where he's got a friendly governor and an unfriendly mayor in New Orleans.
Yeah, by the way, on that topic, I just wrapped this up this morning. Have you checked out the documentary on Netflix, the Spike Lee documentary on Katrina?
I have not checked that. No.
It's good. Look, it's Spike Lee. There's certainly some political points that are attempted to be made that I would probably shake my head at and, you know, roll my eyes. But overall, it really is a pretty good documentary. It's in three parts up there on Netflix right now. I want to play this to you. And I don't know if you use this on the radio show, but this is comedic to me. A week ago, you and I were talking. President Trump was all over television for days in a row. Then he goes a little quiet over the weekend. And Jen Psaki on MSNBC says this.
Look, we may never know why Donald Trump suddenly spent a week hiding entirely from the American public. But you don't actually need baseless online conspiracies to explain why he might not want to show his face in public right now. I mean, for starters, there's the polling, and boy, is it brutal.
Okay, I could go on with that, but she's just so full of it. It's unbelievable. For her to say, like, he goes quiet for an entire week, we've never seen a president in the modern era be this communicative with the press, with the media, with the American people, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, we see it over and over again. I think the one thing that you have with Trump is that the people talk about Trump's health. That dog doesn't hunt because, you know, even though he's not working out every day, you see him every day, three or four times a day. He'll sit there with the Polish leader and say, any questions? And we'll take questions for an hour. Please tell me what's unhealthy about that. Well, he's all over the place. He's been all over the place since 2015, since 2000. That's what he does. He kind of goes all over the place. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong. In fact, I think he looks better these 8 months than he did the last 8 months when he was here the previous time.
You mean just physically, overall?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no question. I mean, he definitely is thinner. I'll tell you that.
Are we heading toward another government shutdown? And here again is where the D's feel like they have some political capital a little bit more than they had in the spring.
Well, not really. I mean, I would think that Chuck Schumer might think that he's going to look good if they shut the government down, but I think it's going to make him look terrible, make him look inefficient. I don't know what the details are, but I'm pretty sure both sides do not want a government shutdown because I know Democrats don't, because it would give the president free rein to do a lot of unilateral things with or without executive orders. There's a whole bunch of rescissions he could put through himself. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be the heads to get them to do some type of deal.
Have you at all been following, and this is fascinating from a media perspective, the Barry Weiss, the Free Press, CBS News connection? Have you covered that at all?
Is it done?
No, but it's interesting. I don't know that it's some, but there's more than just rumors that, you know, CBS News is going to be spun and that Barry Weiss, who left the New York Times years ago and started the Free Press, might even run the news division over there. I mean, that would be rather significant in the changes that might occur with the legacy media, Brian, if that actually happens.
She's very fair. She's extremely fair. She's from the New York Times, quit there when it got weirdly biased. But if you look at the Free Press, I find it really good, really interesting. I think she's really fair. I have not met her, but CBS would definitely have a different approach. You know, they'd be forced to look at the other side. They wouldn't have little statement DEI soliloquies anymore. So that might hurt their morning show, which is way to the left. It doesn't even get many people watching. I think we beat them in 22 markets. We're not delayed either. So, you know, they delay with the Today Show and all these other shows. So it'd be very interesting to see, because how much worse can CBS do on the nightly news? They're distant third. They're distant third when it comes to the morning show.
Yeah.
I mean, how could they think what they're doing now is working?
Well, that's why I find it fascinating. I think it's something certainly to keep an eye on. What do you got going on for the Sunday night show this weekend?
Douglas Murray is going to kick us off. Michael Lawler is going to be on the show. Curtis Sliwa thinks he can still, there's a pathway for him to be mayor. Emily Austin will be with us. Tommy Lahren and Mike LaRosa, former chief of staff for Jill Biden. And then, so it'll be a big show, 9 o'clock your time, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Awesome.
On Sunday night.
Brian, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Go get it, Mark.
That is Brian Kilmeade. You hear him every morning here on 97.1 FM Talk. I want to get into this Barry Weiss story a little bit more so people understand what's going on. Sue, I didn't really talk about it. It was literally on my list, on my sheet, you know, that I have here in front of me every day this week, or at least I think since Tuesday. But this is fascinating, and this could potentially be one of the biggest, I would say, just handicapping it right now, one of the biggest, one of the largest media transformation stories in modern history. And here's what's going on. You probably heard about...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Paramount merger with a company called Skydance. So that was an $8 billion merger. Remember, there was a lawsuit that they settled with Trump, and a lot of people thought they only did that because they wanted to get this deal done with Paramount. So this is now called Paramount, a Skydance corporation. The CEO's name is David Ellison. So one of the things, or I guess I would say a couple of things that David has done when he's come in here in the post-merger era is they gave South Park a $1.5 billion deal to keep that up at Comedy Central. But now, you know, you also canceled Colbert, right? Okay, remember that?
Yeah.
Now, they're, and apparently there is a lot to this, and this may happen. They're going to buy the Free Press, okay? So this is what Dylan Byers at Puck News, who reports on media quite a bit, is saying. Now David Ellison has made some advances on another target, an acquisition of the Free Press, the defiantly heterodox news and opinion media entity founded by Barry Weiss. As you know, David has been courting Barry for almost a year and formally pitched her on acquiring the company at the Allen & Company conference in July. Those talks have progressed in recent days. I'm now told that the two sides have agreed in principle to a deal, and lawyers are hard at work finalizing a formal agreement. Hold on that. Just keep that in the back of your mind for a second.
Got it.
But let me talk about Barry a little bit, because the Free Press I recommend on a regular basis. It's thefp.com. It really seemingly, and I'll say this, I talked about the pigeon racing yesterday in the Washington Post. There's good journalism that takes place in some of these publications that I rip, even in the Post-Dispatch from time to time.
Sure.
But the Free Press has this independent streak that you won't see anywhere else. Now, they're not staffed in a way that every time you go on their website, you see news story after news story after news story. A lot of the stories, they live up there for several days, and the content kind of comes in a little bit more inconsistently. But they practice real journalism. And Barry Weiss is far, far from a conservative. She is a lesbian. Her partner works at the Free Press. They have a good slew of people that write opinion pieces. Now, I'll give you an example of some of the great journalism that they do. Franny Block was a guest on the show last week. Franny's one of the big, important reporters there at the Free Press. A lot of these reporters came from the New York Times. And the story that she told last week was just heartbreaking. There were a series of pictures that came out that the New York Times and other media entities used to show starvation in Gaza. But what they did is they left out the fact that some of the pictures of these terribly malnourished kids also had different diseases, different comorbidities. Oh. So it's a very dishonest form of journalism, which is practiced on a regular basis, and which is exactly why Barry left the New York Times to start the FP, right? But this is where it gets interesting. They say David's offer, this is what Dylan Byers says, David's offer for the Free Press is expected to be well above the site's most recent $100 million valuation, but well below the $200 million figure that was recently floated in the Financial Times. I guess they do $15 million in annual subscription revenue. Because it's very politically charged, they don't have a lot of ads on the Free Press, okay?
Oh, okay. Free Press.
And there's no tech stack, so it's on Substack, right? But she's going to get a lot of money 5 years after her departure from the New York Times. But this is where it gets interesting. What they are saying, what Dylan Byers is saying, is as part of the deal, I'm told that David plans to give Barry a role at CBS News that would, among other things, task his fellow millennial with guiding the editorial direction of the division.
Oh.
In other words, you might have someone who is absolutely pro-Israel. She's anti-woke. She's not a conservative, but she's certainly not a progressive. She calls out the wokeness, and she, you know, the way that Dylan Byers describes it, not to mention her broadly blank-kicking anti-establishment disposition, and he says it would inevitably inspire blowback from various corners of the newsroom, which, by the way, is happening right now. The reporting is that the people at CBS News are freaking the F out right now, and they're on a verge of a revolt. But I just want to put this out there because I think that this guy knows that something dramatic has to happen. CNN missed their opportunity.
Right.
They should have given Jennings a show. They should have redone the whole lineup, right? Because it's a miserable failure, and nobody's watching. And the only time they are watching is when the clips get out on social media of Jennings and the panel making Abby Phillips and the rest of them look like idiots, right? So they did have an opportunity to do something different and reform the nonsense that they do on a regular basis. They chose not to do it. It sounds to me like David Ellison wants to do that. Bringing Barry Weiss over to CBS News, that would dramatically transform one of the most biased news organizations in American history. Written about the first time in a book called Bias by my friend Bernie Goldberg around about 1997. And that's where a lot of this stuff got exposed in the first place. I've been tracking media bias for three decades, mainly because of Bernie and his great book, which again was three decades ago. But this would be amazingly significant because it would potentially force CBS News away from indoctrination and propaganda and into, wait for it, hold on, I'm going to use a word here, actual journalism, which they do at the Free Press.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.